ASSINIBOIA. First elected in April of 2016. The Wood River constituency MLA, David Marrett, was acclaimed as the SASC party candidate for the upcoming fall provincial election. The Saskatchewan party has now nominated 17 candidates in advance of the 2024 election. In an interview January 8 for the Assiniboia Times and SaskToday.ca, Marrett said the greatest strengths of the constituency he serves is agriculture, as there is a lot of farmland and cattle in the area he serves. His constituency is vast, as Marrett says it encompasses Assiniboia, Wood River, right along the USA border from Bengo's east side to just east of Shaunavon and goes all the way to the city of Swift Current. Agriculture is a big strength in this constituency as it is the number one industry, said Marrett. The MLA also notes there is a power plant at Koronik, which is set to close in 2029. Marrett maintains that the extended drought is one of his constituency's biggest challenges and it is having a significant impact, especially on the west side. There were some pockets of crops that were very good. We have had some snowfalls that have melted and some light snow recently. Hopefully we will see a lot of snow between now and April. The other challenge for MLA Marrett is the size of the constituency he serves as when serving in cabinet. He is in Regina much of the time, so it cuts down time spent in the area he serves. I am usually home Fridays or whenever possible. My office is in Assiniboia, adds Marrett. Marrett notes that there are plenty of things in Assiniboia to be proud of, like the new arena and the Small Business Improvement District. The MLA says Assiniboia serves as a hub for a whole agriculture area, as the other ag service areas are Moose Jaw or Swift Current. It is also hometown for newly appointed Order of Canada member, Lorne Hepworth. I feel honored and privileged to serve in this area. From Marrett's biography on the website https://www.legassembly.sk.ca/, it states he was born and raised in the area he serves and has strong ties to the community. Marrett was an active producer all of his life until 2019, and is still a current landowner. Marrett began his political aspirations serving on the RM Council in 1993 and was elected in 1999 to the SARM Board of Directors for Division 2, going on to serve as SARM Vice President and President until winning the SASC party nomination. Marrett has been tasked with several portfolios since his tenure in the Saskatchewan government, included being appointed as Highways Minister in 2016. In 2018 he was appointed Minister of Agriculture and Crop Insurance, and in Sept. of 2023 he was retained as Ag. Minister and is also the Minister in charge of the Water Security Agency. The Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association had made previous media statements regarding their support of Minister Marrett reappointed to the agriculture portfolio, and that he has been a valuable partner and advocate for the beef industry in Saskatchewan. A recent story on SaskToday.ca, province providing relief to producers impacted by drought, SaskToday.ca outlines the government's role in providing drought assistance, with Ag. Minister Marrett making the announcement. Following this interview, Marrett was making his way to the annual crop production show in Saskatoon, ready to meet with attendees as part of his role as the Ministry of Agriculture. Marrett says that he does his best to attend as many events as possible in both his constituency as well as in the province in his role of Ag. Minister.